function of most churches, and that the use of force, and even deadly force, by police and military is not something that is inconsistent with such a theology. Absolute nonviolence in the world is not the message of the cross. Now, certainly Jesus called for nonviolent response to personal attack in the Sermon on the Mount. He lived out that message when he surrendered in Gethsemane and went to the cross. But it is also true that God worked through the violence and injustice of Jesus' execution to reconcile the world to himself. This calls us to appreciate an implication of the theology of the cross that Luther expressed by distinguishing between God's proper work and God's alien work. God's proper work corresponds to God's true character, the work of blessing.